Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, Build Your Base has arrived in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council had the exciting opportunity to educate members of the Oklahoma State University football team about the benefits of beef in a healthy diet. Through the Build Your Base with Beef program, the student athletes learn the benefits of a high quality protein and an active lifestyle. The program was developed in partnership between the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, Sanford Health, and Sanford Sports Science Institute. It is a game-changing nutrition tool for athletes that focuses on nutrition tips to maximize their athletic performance and showcases how nutrient-rich beef can be incorporated as part of their meal plan. Through the seminar, students learned how to use modular meal planning to make sure each meal contained maximum nutrition while also learning about the benefits of beef for providing optimal protein. OSU Sports Nutrition will continue to use the Build Your Base program with its students' athletes throughout the year, and we look forward to expanding the reach of this fantastic program in Oklahoma in the future.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more at buildyourbase.org.
Well, live cattle futures hung out in a tight range with little to generate interest from traders yesterday. The strength of the corn market had an impact on feeder cattle, but live cattle traders were not focused on corn. There's an anticipation packers may need to step up to the plate this week due to their unaggressiveness approach to the market over the past couple of weeks. However, they were able to purchase some cattle ahead of this week, which may allow them to be less aggressive with their bids. No cash trading took place yesterday. No bids are offers have surfaced either. There may be no activity today, possibly not till tomorrow or later, and Packers seem to have a we'll wait to see attitude, hopefully getting an idea whether feedlots may be more willing to move cattle. Hogs struggled the entire day as underlying fundamentals do not support a bullish market right now. Packers are still attempting to improve their margins, but that has been elusive at present. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was down $1.85. Slaughter, though, is picking up as demand is present. December Kansas City wheat trading up 8 cents early today, challenging its highest prices over the past 2 months. Even though there wasn't anything in yesterday's USDA reports to excite wheat bulls, other than the bullish influence of corn prices, USDA kept its estimate of U.S. ending stocks at 610 million bushels for 2022 and 23, a number that's already bullish in that it's the lowest total in 9 years. December corn is down 2 cents early today, a quiet start after finding support yesterday from USDA's lower 1.2 billion bushel estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks. Not only did USDA's yield estimate get adjusted downward from 175.4 bushels to 172.5, the planting estimate was also reduced by 1.2 million acres. November soybeans trading up 10 cents early today, still basking in the bullishness of USDA's new estimates from Monday. Futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, at the close yesterday, October live cattle up 7 cents, 145.75. December up 37, 151.35. September feeder cattle up 147, 181.52. October is down 245 at 183.12. October hogs down 130, 91.87. Kansas City wheat, the December down 2.25, 927. March down 2 cents, 927 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 10 and 3 quarters, 858 and 3 quarters. March is down 10 and 3 quarters at 873 and a quarter. December corn up 11 cents, 696. March up 10 and a quarter, 699 and a half. November soybeans up 76 cents, 1488 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.